we've had a couple of really positive phone calls this morning and yesterday about what businesses are doing to support their clients, their customers, and their staff. So what have you heard of, Brian?
Well, you know what? I think the first thing is great communication. We're talking about people trying to support small business. We're hearing that people are buying gift certificates, et cetera. Look, if you're a small business owner, I understand the tough road ahead, especially because we just don't know what we don't know. I mean, we're seeing things closed all around us. We'll have to play this by ear. But for example, you know, be very, very honest with your employees. Share with them what you know. Be honest with your customers. Reach out to them. Thank them for their business. Share with them any reduced hours or changes. Promise to keep them informed. Wish them well. Always show some empathy. And, you know, you can do this for free. You can do it on a Facebook message or Instagram or on Twitter. Or if you have your customer base on email, send them out using MailChimp, which is also free. Keep things very, very positive.
I know yesterday we talked about this. It bears repeating because there are grocery stores and pharmacies in the city that are opening their stores early for seniors and for those who have issues with their immune systems for shopping so they don't have to deal with the crowds and everything is stocked and they're not going to be heading home with, you know, no toilet paper. Because somebody else has hoarded it all. But I think that's really fabulous. That's the kind of thing that businesses are doing in this city.
And I'm in a community where we have an outstanding grocer like Brent Battistelli in Lively who decided to open his store from 7 to 8 for seniors and then open it to the general public. I mean, this is knowing who your customer is and trying to get through this thing together. You know, we're in a great community. We need to just stay very, very calm. I see people offering to do grocery shopping for seniors to deliver them at no charge. Aww. We call this care mongering, not scare mongering. So get into that because we're all in this thing together.
I like that.
We are in this thing together, Brian. I know there's a little bit of uncertainty financially for both employees and employers. What would your message be for both those groups?
You know what? I think the message is, as I said, we don't know what we don't know. Just stay calm. Try to follow the developments. Make sure that you're social distancing. Try to make sure that, you know, if you have inventory, that the inventory is there. If you need to put up signs that, you know, you are rationing products two per, then, you know, have somebody out on the floor. Don't hide. Be on the floor talking to your customers. I think, you know, if you follow that, you'll never go wrong.
Because I regard you highly as a human being and someone who is level-headed, I also wanted to ask you not just about the business side of things with the COVID-19 issues, but also a lot of people are going to have a lot of extra time at home with their families and looking for positive things to do.
Well, you know, I use this hashtag to renew relationships. Relax and just try to get grounded. I mean, once again, with social distancing, if you have neighbors that need some help, maybe knock on their door, give them a note, send some thank you notes out, have something in your windows. And when people drive by, they know that you are being thankful. Let our first responders know how appreciative we are, our healthcare workers who are working overtime and you know, just trying to provide the best service. I mean, my bottom line is be calm. Be kind, be reassuring, be grateful, be positive, but above all, be safe. You know, wash your hands to your favorite song. I'm doing American Pie these days.
Oh, are you?
and don't touch your face. Don't touch your face.
Did you do that experiment? Was that you that I saw on Twitter with that face-touching experiment?
No, I didn't. But, you know, I sent out a Zoom call or a Zoom video to my students. And, of course, before I started, I had my hands fixing my hair and all of that other kind of stuff. And I figured, what are you doing? What are you doing? But you know what? I just also want to just talk about this great community. I mean, a community that values partnerships like, you know, Science North and the Great Canadian Superstore, who are going to donate 4,000 pounds of canned goods and $3,500 to the Sudbury Food Bank. I mean, this is going above and beyond, and we need the food bank. You know, Mel, you and I always talk, and Chris, that I hope a day comes that we don't need it, but in the interim, we need to support it. Also, you know, we have a community that's very faithful, no matter if all the places of worship are closed. So we're going to get through this, whatever this is. Time will tell how resilient we are, but I will say this. When we are in uncharted waters, if you're going to be in uncharted waters, you want to be in our great community.
Absolutely. I think this community has made the choice to be positive.
I agree. And we're going to do this. I mean, very quickly, I was on with my international students on a virtual drop-in on Zoom, and I got an email after saying, Professor, it was just nice to see your face and your smile and to hear you reassuring us, because they're many, many miles from home. Their parents are very, very nervous. So, you know, we're doing our best at Cambrian College to keep as much normalcy in our day as we possibly can.
Brian Venderman, thank you so much. You also always give us something to think about and some positive notes, especially in this time. Thank you very much. And your students are very lucky.
Well, I'm sending you a virtual hug to both of you and all of your listeners. And, you know, be calm, be kind. Talk to you soon.